Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The Buzz Factor. With your hosts. Oh my god, it's because you're streaming. It's going all wrong. There we are. Okay. Oh, that was scary. Hugh this week did all the sound checks, so I didn't bother checking myself.
Oh, I muted it before.
And clearly not.
Oh, so, I did mute that, but it unmuted. Oh, this. Oh no! That, yeah. Oh, whoa, fucking
whoa,
national!
Whoa, whoa, whoa! What is that?
So, what
is that a normal bus?
Bus count.
It's quick, quick! Fucking, instant replay! Instant replay!
Oh, should we?
It's too late! It's too late!
No, it's probably not. Test the instant replay.
Oh,
so we need to click. Go to that and then that.
No, but you need to click, bro.
Oh shit! Yeah, we do. we can't.
The instant replay we arranged for this week. No. Oh, are you recording? You are. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, you all saw that anyway. There was a bus go by. There was Nationals, completely blue. I didn't even know they had their own buses. We're going to need to consult our resident bus expert. Hey, Dave! Dave, mate.
What was I going to do? Bus count.
Is Dave still
two.
Here? We have a question. What is the big blue bus that says National Party on it for? It was a big blue bus that said National Party. Is that a city bus, or is that they have their own bus? They have, they brand their own bus, like it's theirs, they own it. Okay, so they're renting it. I gotcha. Okay, so it's not a city bus anyway, because it's gonna, that would be pretty messed up if like the city people had done that. Yeah, yeah, okay, so it's like a campaign bus. I gotcha, cool. Oh, mute it, you silly nincompoop.
Muted, yeah, in the thing.
But grab your mic if you want to talk.
Look, it even says muted in the thing.
And
I don't know.
It's not muted. Okay,
can we do?
Just skip the instant replay.
Well, we can probably do that as a thing, or should we leave it for next week?
I reckon we leave it for next week. Well, so this week, instant replays aren't working, but we have a tier on that on Patreon. The maybe $50 a week, and we'll sort out how instant replays work.
Yeah, live demo though.
There we are. So. I'm SS23, and this is, introduce yourself.
Yeah, I'm Hugh, I guess.
And this is The Buzz Factor.
The
episode
Buzz
Factor. 9?
Yeah, maybe episode 9. Yeah, it was episode 9, wasn't it?
It's pretty close to that. So this week we got a cracker show for you.
Yeah.
It's got, what's first on the list there? Buses, first on the list. We've also got some tech news on the list for you. So, that's what are you messing around with here?
Oh, I'm just trying out some things. Maybe
can,
that one.
You know, can we make it so people can see stuff?
Yeah, we'll put it over there.
So, if you came to look at the buses, clearly you're not going to get that. Let's just go back to the chat and just make it work. Come on. Here we are. Here we are. Okay. It's working. Just shh. Close that because it's going to it's going to cost us lots of bandwidth. Let's just close it.
Doesn't cost us anything.
No, I mean, like, we don't have a lot of bandwidth in the office.
Yep.
Come on.
That
come
looks
on.
Really weird.
Okay.
Fine.
Here we are.
But
come
that's
on.
How we will do it.
Yeah. Okay. So next week we'll have live replays working for you. Next week. Not this week.
Yeah, next week. Someone just doesn't want to do it this week.
Well, someone gets annoyed with the show not working when you had 3 hours to sort it out.
Yeah, I had 3 hours and I thought it would work. Except we do adult content.
And you didn't check the sound either?
It says muted. And it showed the mute card on. But then every time it plays, it just resets itself.
Mm-hmm.
So in the pre-show, we had two red light runners.
Two, that's a lot of red light runners.
Yeah.
I mean, comparatively, it's not a massive amount, but...
And I was thinking, do people want to, like, I don't know, not gamble, but do people want to bet on how many red lights we're going to see today?
A bet?
Well, not how many red lights.
Is a bet different to a gamble?
Yeah, it is.
What's the prize?
If you say it's a bet, not a gamble, then it's different.
Oh, like TAB is betting, not gambling.
All right, fine. Do people want to gamble on how many red light runners we're going to get? In tonight's show.
Well, let's think. What do me and you think? It is a Friday. It's not raining yet.
Was windy before.
True. Some people would have driven in this morning because it didn't look great.
Yeah,
so
couple of cyclists. Ooh, quite a few cyclists. Might be leaving late from work. I'm going to put my hand down on 11.
Oh, I was thinking the exact same number.
Are you actually for real?
Here's my reasoning, though. What I was thinking is 9, but we've already got 2. So I thought 10, 11. But I'll go 9. I'll go 9 and we'll see who's closer.
All right, so 9 and 11.
Okay.
So we put it in here.
If you want. I mean, I don't mind.
Oh, you don't want to be called on it.
I know. I mean, it's recorded. People will see.
9, 2, 11.
Okay, so we're getting any, we're
right
getting
up there
news
on the chat.
Week.
We do. Nothing. Why is nothing. There a rubbish bag like right there?
Sorry. Well, let's get that out of the way. Whoa. What do you mean, whoa?
Whoa. I thought something was happening.
Buses. Oh, geez. Where did these come from? They sneak up on you, don't
whoa,
they?
Whoa, where am I? What is this alternate reality? I actually said a really funny thing before, didn't I? That buses seem really autonomous.
Yeah, that sometimes if you just stare at the buses for a while, they just start to look autonomous. Yeah.
They like, light turns green, they go. Sometimes they run a red light.
Did you see that?
Oh, I did see that.
Yes.
That's when it breaks the autonomy.
Monotony. He meant monotonous.
Yeah, I did it again.
Monotonous. Monotonous. Jeez. So no big stories broke today. Last week we had Equifax.
Yeah, we had Equifax.
Which I guess that's kind of been breaking over the last week, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do we know now? We now know that it was an Apache Struts vulnerability, which is
a lot of vulnerabilities.
Okay, but the one they got popped by was Struts vulnerability, which is one of the things we said last week, I think. We were like, it was either they didn't patch or they had like just dodgy code, and it was they didn't patch.
Yeah, but they also have dodgy code, and they also have... Bad creds of admin password.
Like look at the top 10 for things you shouldn't be doing, and they're doing all of them. It's like bingo.
Just SQL injection on their main page.
Yeah.
Admin password. Outdated software.
I believe it was admin, actually.
Was it admin?
It was admin.
It's always hard to know.
Yeah. I try
you see so just... many, and they just blur together.
Yeah. So, long story short, just don't use Equifax, bro. Just opt out of the global economy, mate. Should be right.
So why would you use Equifax then?
You don't get a choice.
What would you use instead?
You there's 3 credit companies, and I don't think you get to choose. But okay, so I don't know how it works exactly. But these are the credit checking companies.
Oh, there was a tale of one.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
Well,
we
can go to the private. It's already muted.
Oh, jeez, scary. That's still not close enough, but yes. I don't think you cannot use them. I mean, look at the numbers involved and how many people were affected. It was basically every consumer in the United States.
Yeah.
I don't think there's room there for like, just don't use them. I don't think you can. If you have credit in the United States, which you need for credit cards, mortgage, house, whatever.
Yeah. What kind of annoys me, those services that you don't want to opt into, but you just are forced to basically.
Yeah, you can't not have a credit rating for the most part, yeah.
Yeah, you can't not sign up to things that just are broken.
Yep.
Like,
what choice do you have?
Really broken.
A good example would be if the voting places get hacked, which they do quite often. What are your options? Not vote?
They never get hacked.
They never get hacked. I mean, New Zealand, I don't think we've had an election data loss.
Well, we haven't really had electronic stuff before. So this year's election, we do have electronic name looking up, but not electronic voting.
So that probably means there's an open S3 bucket out there with all this voter data in it.
Yeah, probably.
That's the rules.
But it also means...
The bus is going way fast.
Yeah, well, they're the minor ones. But with the voting, like, they're looking up your... details doesn't really matter because I can just wander down and say, hey, I'm Stephen, I live at this address, and I can vote for you.
Yeah, but imagine if you had a list of the names and addresses of everyone in New Zealand, even if they opted out of the white pages, for example.
Yeah.
So,
well, the electoral roll is public. You can go down to the library or something.
Okay, but here's my thing. If you're like being stalked by someone, you can be like, yo, don't list my address anywhere.
I think you can opt out of your address being listed on the electoral roll, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that seems dodgy otherwise, because you're like, hey, a person I want to harass, look at their address.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, not great. But, I don't know. So maybe you don't need to hack the electoral roll. But going back to Equifax, they weren't patching. Now, my hot take on this.
Your hot take?
You've got to have a hot take.
Did you see that guy? He was crossing the road on a green, and the bus was like, yeah, creeper. I'm just going to go forward.
Got a fucking creeper.
He needs his money.
Yeah.
Get the money.
Can you see the pennies entering? Someone quickly open CV, find out the pennies doing.
Nah. Our camera is just not good enough quality.
You could do it, especially if he uses the same ATM multiple times.
I remember that week when you were doing it and I was watching remote and I'm like, oh my God, is that our camera? Like, that's terrible. Because real life vision is so much better.
Oh yeah. I mean, we can, I mean, I feel sorry for anyone who has to watch the stream. It's bad.
I mean, if people sponsor us on Patreon to the...
Chill.
Whatever.
The tier where we get a camera.
Yeah.
Then we'll have a camera.
What's the sweet... not that tier.
Not the camera tier? Oh, you mean the window cleaning tier?
The window cleaning tier will do it. So the camera is a goal, but the tier I'm thinking about is if you become a bus driver.
Bus driver. What do they get? What are you talking
Visit
about?
The office of the bus factor during live screening.
Then they get to see the Ultra HD
not
view.
Including
16K vision.
And you can see we've already got a bus driver here.
A bus driver.
An informal
what you're calling
bus driver.
Informal bus driver. Well, it's like when you're friends with the bus driver and they let you sit in the front seat. You get to open the door and stuff. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, some school buses.
Yeah, we did that in the school bus. And I remember this one time I was I went to do it. Because I got to open the door every day. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. And there's a substitute bus driver or something. So I went to do it and I did it and he freaked the fuck out. He was like, what are you doing? Why are you pressing that?
Sounds like you weren't allowed to.
Well, I was with the normal bus driver, but I just absolutely, I'm just like, whatever, I'm a kid. Press the open it. I did it with a different bus driver and he didn't like it.
Yeah. Well, school buses are kind of interesting. So before the pre-show started, we actually saw a school bus turn into, so coming down Victoria Street and then turning right into thing.
Which is like where these cars are coming now, but imagine if they turned where the bus is.
So you can see the people have a green light and they can cross. Now the sign says no left turn except buses. Which kind of implies that a bus can do a left turn.
Are you sure it says that?
Yeah, I've double checked it before.
Okay.
It really should just be like no left turn.
Because if you try and turn and you kill someone, a little bit unpleasant.
I remember the old school buses got stuck in all the weird places because they didn't follow the normal routes.
They got stuck in weird places?
Yeah, they'll go up like weird. I suppose you didn't come from Wellington.
No, Wellington. We were, all my school buses were super rural.
Yeah, so we had, lots of windy hill roads and, you'll just get stuck on a hill.
Didn't
and,
they get used to it?
All the kids would have to get out so the bus, lifts up a centimetre so it can just scrape its way back on track.
Jeez, I do not remember that.
It happened.
We didn't have that on our buses.
There's still gouge marks right next to our school of a bus just constantly getting stuck in the same corner.
I have seen in Wellington they tend to do the metal covers on curbs to stop the buses grinding away curbs.
Yeah.
They do that. Anyway, long story short, patching isn't that hard. It totally is that hard, but in terms of priorities, if you've got $1 million to burn on FireEye subscriptions, why don't you channel that into patching your shit, right? No one's going to be like, ooh, we'll implement the next gen fucking detection for bullshit. If you're not fucking patching, just patch your shit first. Do that first. So patching is hard. Patching is hard, but you should still do it. You disgust me.
Whoops.
Is that how you feel about patching? You just don't want to patch?
Well, I should have moved the mic away when I burped.
Should have. You're disgusting.
I normally do, but I just didn't think.
Yeah, so for you guys who think, oh no, I've never heard you burp before, you're not next to me.
Yeah, I do it actually quite a lot. There's a lot of people. Do you remember when there were people just down there?
Yeah.
They were making a lot of noise. I think they've gone now.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. We had groups of people yelling and stuff.
There are quite a lot of people.
It's almost like it's a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, maybe. Crazy. I guess it's not raining, so more people getting out and about.
Than if it was raining. Okay, I'm feeling good.
Ooh, now it's not backed up enough. But
still.
Yeah, this could be one more behind it. One more.
That's pretty close though.
Nah. I was hoping for that really long.
Yeah,
long
I know what you mean.
One.
I know what you mean.
So yeah, that's Equifax.
Equifax. More like Equifucked, am I right?
Equifucked.
Yeah, if you were found in the Equifax books, you're Equifucked.
Oh, no, we are allowed to say that, aren't we? We're just not allowed to...
We're not allowed to say anything sexual.
Yeah, no sexual feelings.
When I get that feeling, I want...
Sexual feelings.
Yeah, sexual healings, I believe, is the line.
Oh, yeah, but like also the mic cut out because we've got the gates.
The Issa and the gates and the blah, 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 blah.
We've actually got pretty good mics for the show, don't we?
We've got a good mic for the show. The other one's not. I mean, the other one's acceptable.
Well, it's a good mic setup.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
You wanted to talk about that, didn't you?
Did I want to? Well, as you know, we are the premier live Twitch streamed podcast about information security buses. We also...
We can actually take a lot of those words off and still keep premier on.
Yeah,
we so can. So I don't know why you included so many.
I just want to... Oh,
this is going to be good. This is going to be good.
Only if another one comes.
Yeah. Do it.
Oh,
do
yeah.
It. Do it. Yeah.
That's it. That's oh, fucking
sorry,
it.
That was loud.
It's okay. Fuck, we got a little bit of... Yeah, fucking red light right there.
Is there
right
one there. Behind it?
No way. There's no way there's one behind it.
There might be. There might be.
He stops. He's fucking letting people cross. He's blocking people. Oh, chaos in the streets.
He's not blocking the road. He's not blocking the road.
He's not so bad.
Oh, just a touch. Just a touch. We got a few people in the audience.
She's blocking a tiny bit.
Oh, look at him go. Look at him go.
That's illegal.
Do we just sound like commentators?
Do we sound like commentators? Oh, I see. Yeah, like the voice. Yeah. If anyone down there is looking at us, they're just like, what the fuck
Should
are they
wave
talking
at
about?
Some people?
Nah. They probably can't see us
oh,
yet.
Oh, that guy might want to wave now.
There's a little bit of reflection still, so.
Yeah,
fair I mean, enough. How about Mr. Rail number one down there if we point at him? The buses are the worst. I hate the buses. They're definitely used to it. If you did this route every Friday, you'd just be like, oh, it's those cunts again. Fuck. Are they staring at us again? Shit.
Oh, yeah? Oh, no.
What's that?
Someone is actually angry with Steven.
What?
previous guest on the show actually cleaned Steven's desk. Oh, we could have another one.
To be fair, they cleaned it by taking my rubbish and putting it on someone else's desk.
No, they put it in a bin.
No, that one they put on someone else's desk. The plate of cake they put on someone else's desk. It was your desk, if I remember correctly.
What did they?
And then you were like, so you put it on the center table, and then someone was like, this is your mess, Steven. And so...
Well... Whose mess is it?
It's mine, but like, I'm not...
So what you're saying is you've got a plate with cake on it from... When did I have my birthday? My like,
well, yeah, but it's so well preserved. Look at it. Look at it. You could barely... You could still eat it. It still tastes delicious. You could still taste
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can still eat it. Go for it.
Anyone in the office is welcome to clean it, okay? Anyone is welcome to clean it.
Including yourself.
Including myself. Jeez. I don't come here to be like fucking angered at.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
How many red light runs do we have to do? Four. Okay. We're going for
9 or 11.
What, a 10? What happens if it's 10? I guess we both win.
Four.
Yeah.
I know.
We're not doing that Price is Right bullshit. It sucks.
We might.
No, we're not.
We'll have to.
Mm-mm.
Do you want to change to 10?
No, I just want to...
If you change to an even number, we'll never get in-betweens. Because you can't have half a bus.
Well, you kind of can.
We never count. Yeah, it's a tail. We've had two tails.
That was a small tail, though. That wasn't like a halfway. That was like a...
We've had two tails.
I would count that as half a bus.
Yeah, and two tails.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
So yeah, we'll bump that to 5.
Okay. You know how some people eat like ice cream when it's cold?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like a summer food. Yeah, it's cold.
I sometimes eat ice cream. I like
ice
cream.
Yeah, so do I.
It's
I don't often get it like out on the street.
Sugary.
Yeah, cold as well. Creamy, liquidy.
That sounds really weird in my ears. You don't often hear you like making licking noises directly to your ears.
Well, it's not direct to your ears, but I see what you mean.
Well, it kind of is because we've got the monitor headphones.
Yeah, well, I've got like 0.0001 latency because we've got the weird audio set up.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Fair enough. I'm like direct.
Yeah. Almost. Have we got any more news?
Should we just give up? Like 20 minutes. Not even 20 minutes. No, we've got some news. We've got a lot of buses doing this, actually.
They're backing up. Yeah, it's good today, isn't it? Still, what are the chances?
One more.
No walkers yet. No walkers. That's a good sign.
He's going to do it. Oh.
Oh, whoa.
There's a turner.
Whoa.
And there's going to be one more. Come on.
Nah. Not even close. No walkers, though. They're still like, why are they crossing? Today?
Yeah, that's weird. It was green for quite a while.
Yeah, it must have just been nervous walkers today.
Did you know? So I think a couple of weeks back, we talked about the price hikes of Metlink, which runs the bus company.
Yep. I haven't been paying attention to the story because I don't catch the buses anymore.
Yeah, fair enough. But I actually saw an article recently in the paper, I think.
The newspaper?
No,
or was this online?
Someone sent me a picture of the actual newspaper.
Okay.
Their work got a newspaper, so.
Wow.
Get that. Did you know Wellington public transport prices are three times as much as anywhere else in the country?
Wow.
And they're putting up their prices by
6%. Per kilometre, per bus ride, like per what?
I didn't read the article. It was a photo of a newspaper.
Because, like, we're a small city, right? So the per kilometre is probably going to be higher. But, like, per trip is going to be maybe different. You know what I mean?
Oh, per trip's pretty big. Like, it's a dollar minimum. Or $1.60 minimum.
Yeah, but like in Auckland, for example, you're going to be on the bus for a lot longer time-wise, right?
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
So your per trip might be similar, but your per kilometre will be a lot lower.
Yeah. I don't know. We could do like more testing. One thing I did really test was it's cheaper to drive to Petone than to catch a train.
Yeah, and assuming parking is included.
Assuming parking is included, but if you don't include parking and include the bus instead of a cycle to the train station, then it's still cheaper.
Yeah, okay, so basically it's cheaper to drive, which is not a great situation, is it? Because if your intent is to encourage public transport...
Before the price increase.
Yeah, so what is happening with the price increase? What's the current status?
So it's going up like 6%, but it's also doing...
6% is pretty small.
6% is kind of small. They haven't done a price increase for quite a while.
Yeah.
And they're also doing things that is kind of common in most other cities, where if you jump off one service and jump on another, the card will continue as just one trip.
Oh, yeah, that's really common. That's a useful thing
but
to have.
They don't actually say whether it includes going from one bus to another bus or just one bus to a train, because they say between different...
Oh, so you can use Snapper on a train now?
So they will once this price increase comes in. Okay. So that's meant to come in like next year.
Because that's one thing that's just completely ridiculous with the trains is that they still check paper tickets.
Paper tickets.
It's like they walk around the train and they're like, "Hello, sir.
That's so
could you show
weird.
Me your ticket, please?" Ridiculous.
So that's basically all our bus news.
Which is unfortunate. We really need more. We are the bus factor, so I feel like we need to...
Last week we had a lot of bus news and not much security news. Now we've got...
We don't have much security news this week either.
We've got a lot compared to the bus news. We've got one item and we've got like 6, 7, 8, depending on how much we want to talk about.
Okay. Fair enough. We need some more guests on the bus factor.
We do. Oh, that guy has a table. Oh,
entire table.
Move that.
Quickly. You can just see him there. Guy?
Yeah, just walking. He's just got a table casually.
Well, he's from the removals company.
Yeah, maybe.
He came out of the truck.
Oh, so we might see more. Shall we move the chat to...
No.
Literally no one is talking in the chat.
No one's watching, probably.
There's some watchers. I had a little check. Yeah, watches. There's some watchers.
Two, maybe. That's good. Well, we had like 20-something last week, so we gotta...
Yeah, maybe you're like creepy pre-show.
It was pretty creepy.
Notice to that.
Hello, friends.
Yeah. Hello, friends. You are my friend, my only friend.
He's creepy.
Turner. Another one. They know we're here. I reckon.
They know. They have. Yeah, because we're at 6, 5. Two of those are pre-show.
We might. So you might get
Railway Station
best.
24 is the worst. I hate him. I pointed at him as
it's
I said
another
it.
Plate.
I hope he knows.
XY1877.
Seriously, the worst bus driver in the world. Maybe he can lip read if he can. He's going to be like, "Oh, I feel horrible."
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have another story for us?
News
story.
Yeah, we can talk some news.
Unless you have something else you want to talk about.
Ooh.
How's that rash been lately?
It's still kind of getting there. It's right up there, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Right on the crack.
Well, that's what your fiance is for, right? To really get in there and just a deep, deep itch that only a long, pointy can really get in there and satisfy.
Kind of glad she doesn't listen to this.
Well, she might listen to this one.
No, she's busy at the moment. She's listening to something else.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was just Snapchatting her before, actually. She had something interesting to Snapchat at me.
Yeah, she did.
Your fiance's got some interesting Snapchats.
Yeah, she's been drinking since 12 or something.
One.
So have you. You've been drinking since before 1.
Oh, no, we're not saying that on the air.
We're not allowed?
What if someone else is?
Okay, I mean, you've been drinking since 4, not 11:30.
I only had one drink.
Yes, followed by the next one.
Yeah.
You started with one, that's true.
Yeah, I had one at like 11:30 and then one at 4.
Okay, so you didn't drink through that. I thought you went to a pub lunch. Oh, no, you wanted to go to a pub lunch and then you didn't.
Yeah, I was starting to get the come downs, you know?
Yeah, you needed to keep drinking.
Well, really, I just wanted to keep up with the drinking back home.
I gotcha.
Otherwise, I'm just going to be sober.
Does it start at midday? Is that when it starts?
It started like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, okay. But which time does it start each day?
Oh, like 9?
9, okay.
Yeah.
This is the rock countdown.
Yeah, rock 1500 countdown.
The countdown 1500 top rock songs from New Zealand.
The top rock?
Jesus
that was a
Christ.
Horse.
Who normally wins? Like they've had Metallica win. I remember Rage Against the Machine 1 year.
Yeah, so they've actually got a couple of new-ish artists that they haven't played yet, but they are saying that they are in the top. So
okay.
One of them is Highly Contrast, if you haven't heard them. Not Highly Contrast, Highly Suspect.
No, I haven't heard of them. I don't listen to much mainstream rock radio music these days.
Well, Highly Contrast and Highly Suspect are very contrasting.
High Contrast is like a drum and bass band.
Yeah, it's not even Highly Contrast.
It's High Contrast.
I just mix the two up.
Yeah.
I listen to both. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing right after the Bus Factor. One more.
Walkers.
I thought
that was a good time for it.
So we talk about Chrome.
Why don't we talk about the second item on the list?
Well, I thought you liked bumping things down. All right, let's talk about the second item.
This one takes no effort from me because I don't know about it.
You just don't know much about cryptocurrencies, do you?
I'm not very good with computers.
And you work in IT. So yeah, this
work is a strong word.
This story is... Oh, I've actually got notes. I forgot about my notes. Did people know that there are 1.65 million cryptocurrency miners in the world?
That must waste so much money. Like, I can barely think of worse ways to spend power. Especially when, like, global warming and climate change is one of the worst problems in the world.
Yeah.
To have that many cryptocurrency miners, like, seems like... It's like, it just seems immoral to be mining cryptocurrency, you know?
Oh, speaking of the devil, Highly Suspect just got number 10.
Number 10?
Yeah.
Is it their first time this
highest
year?
Highest debut ever on the
rock.
Countdown.
Must be a good song.
Yeah, it is quite nice. We could play it, but...
Nah, that's illegal.
Oh,
I mean, not
is.
That we care about legality generally, but...
But yeah, so cryptocurrency miners, there are 1.65 million, but that's... actually a lie. There's probably a fuckload more than that, but there's 1.65 million installed because of exploits.
That seems ridiculously high.
It is quite high.
Like,
it's got to the point where antivirus scanners and like other similar security things that just are shit anyway, they've started blocking cryptocurrency miners.
Because more often than not, they're malicious.
Yeah, but like if they are legitimate, you just have to be like, actually, no, this is legitimate. Like, let me use it.
I mean, it's a tough solution. If you're going for a blacklist, whitelist approach, that seems like the only way to approach it, really.
Yeah. I mean, you can either target all of the exploits that get it installed.
Which we know antivirus is incapable of actually solving problems like computers being exploited. If they actually could protect people, you know, the industry wouldn't be such a fucking sham.
Yeah.
But they can't.
So That's basically that. Like
lots of Bitcoin miners. Lots and of you're, Bitcoin you're salty miners. About how they phrased it, are you?
Yeah, they phrased it saying there are 1.65 million Bitcoin, cryptocurrency miners. So I say cryptocurrency because it was mainly Zcash and Monero miners.
Those are weird their choices. New yeah. Oh, I guess, okay, because you can't buy Bitcoin anymore.
Monero
yeah.
is the one that Alphabay was getting all the ransom stuff to.
Yeah, I remember. You don't mean Alphabay.
I don't.
WannaCry or NotPit. Yeah, one of those. One of those guys.
One of those early stories we did on the Bus Factor.
Yeah, back in the day.
This guy.
No, he made it.
Yeah.
I also found out both Monero and Zcash have anonymity extensions.
Yeah. So a lot of the newer cryptocurrencies are coming out with some of that stuff. So there were like kind of anonymity features in some of the earlier ones.
Not in Bitcoin though.
Not in Bitcoin, but like in some of the altcoins back now. Back then, not back okay. now.
Yeah, which is because you saw people say Bitcoin's anonymous, which is just the biggest lie you can think of. It's the opposite.
Yeah.
It's explicitly the opposite of
that. Yeah, pretty much. And there's also like Ethereum with all its tokens. Like it's just easy to make tokens now instead of forking Bitcoin itself.
Yeah, you just make a token and distribute them and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So someone came up with an interesting idea in the office the other day. Can't remember if it was me or someone else suggested it. But what about if you make an Ethereum contract where you basically say, here's an MD5 hash or a decrypt hash.
Yeah.
I'll pay out some money to anyone who decrypts it.
Oh, yeah?
You use it as a distributed password cracker. And, of course, the Ethereum, blockchain itself, doesn't do the computation, right?
Yeah.
Individual users do the computation and submit the solution to the ledger, I guess you call it. I don't know what the terminology is for Ethereum, but It was one of those ideas where immediately I was like, that's ridiculous. And then I was like, or is it?
Yeah. Well, Ethereum was also looking at changing some features. Well, some people were like, there's...
Fork.
Yeah, pretty much. Might be a fork. People were thinking of going away from the proof of work to a proof of stake because everyone likes steak.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of steak. I'd go for a steak, right? I'm kind of hungry, actually.
I had a steak last night. We hadn't actually had steak in quite a while, and we had some last night.
Like you made it yourself at home?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we didn't make the steak.
No, you know what I mean, though.
Yeah.
Have you had my steak before? I make a pretty good steak.
You just, like, heat the pan up, throw it on.
Nah. That's not how you fucking... Is that how you make a steak? You disgust me.
How do you make a steak?
Okay, well, first of all, you got to get this...
For any new listeners, we are the Bus Steak Factor.
So there's some important things to know. First of all, the steak has got to be at roughly room temperature. You can't cook it from cold.
Yeah.
You got to get it out.
Yep.
Season the fucking steak. You can't just start. You all just right, said throw it in a pan.
Right, so we did season it.
What did you season it with?
We've got like some magic salts.
Magic salts?
Yeah, secret ingredient. We're not telling you.
Salt and pepper is all you need to season it.
We've got good stuff. You should have some of my steak.
Salt and pepper is all you need.
I don't know.
Now, here's the key. Right, steak, you got to serve it with a sauce.
What sauce would you recommend?
I've tried a few, and I generally do a mushroom sauce. So I've tried a blue cheese sauce, and the problem I find with that is it's like kind of...
Oh, two turners in a row.
Oh, yeah. Almost overpowering.
How many rounds that go that way?
8 and something else, I guess.
8 and 7.
Blue cheese, I find it a little bit too strong for me. And I've also tried a red wine sauce. Didn't do too well on that. So I generally do mushroom.
Yeah.
But the key is you cook it in the same pan to get all the same flavors.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Steak.
Apparently you work out steak by
touching your hand.
Touching.
If you wiggle your hand in just the right
way.
So
if you touch the, in between your thumb and your forefinger, there's that fatty bit. If you just push in there.
It makes a steak.
No.
Oh shit, there's a steak right here. It works. okay, so do raw steakness. Okay. Yeah, okay. So you want to feel the steak to see how raw it is. Well, if you're not doing it blue, you're not doing it right. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
I don't like super blue.
So I did say we were the Bus Steak Factor before, but that's a lie. We are actually the Bus Factor.
Oh, I'm glad you clarified for anyone who was listening and thought, fuck, I got the name wrong.
We have a website, thebusfactor.party.
Party. That's a great domain.
Yeah.
Our alternative...
You'll get the link in the credits at the end.
Our alternative domain, which we haven't registered yet, but is coming soon, is risky...
risky.bus.
risky.bus, that is the alternative.
I didn't realize we were going to say that. We can't actually register it.
Not yet, but as soon as it becomes available, risky.bus.
Unless our Patreons want to donate, like, $150,000.
Which would be so great. We could own like dot bus. I think it's a good domain. It's a hilarious domain at least.
I'm surprised it's not there, to be honest.
Like dot bus?
Yeah. Like there's a lot of buses and bus companies in the world.
Yeah, they're not super like rich though. Not like dot Google or dot Alphabet or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
Dot Facebook.
Yeah. So
next on the list.
Do you want to talk about
FTP, the devil's protocol, isn't it? It's got no encryption. It's got like shitty authentication.
Wait, are we talking about Telnet?
Very similar
it's
protocols.
It's basically
aren't
the same,
they?
Right?
It's like FTP is like some junk strapped onto Telnet, which is itself a pretty simple. Yeah, okay. Yeah. They're unencrypted. Oh, those people almost died.
Whoa!
The bus.
Wait. I was looking down. Do we have an instant replay? Don't. I think we do.
Okay, watching. Oh, yeah, see?
Oh, wow, yeah.
It was green in time. They could have
got close.
It.
Yeah. And then they just walk across there. It could have been a turner.
Yeah. FTP, that's what we're
I like
about.
That private instant replay. We get to see it, but no one else does.
Oh, yeah. We'll fix it for next week.
Yeah.
If you had to set it up right, it would have been done.
Oh, I thought it... Oh, it's kind of...
Alas.
No, I think we'll have the extra window.
How are you going to do it? Yeah. FTP... unencrypted, insecure, and all that. But of course, you still get downloads through it if you're like on the internet. Yeah. Just go back. What the hell? Just Jesus.
Look perfect.
The point is,
what
if
taxi
you're using
is that?
FTP,
is that the free one?
Is there a free taxi?
Yeah, so there's a free one that only operates through the city. It's like a green taxi. Yeah, so see, green cabs. Oh. You're seeing? Green cabs, fully electric, 100% free at the top.
Oh, wow.
So this is a CBD only cab. Which is free and electric. Can only use in the CBD.
Oh, we're getting beers delivered to the office. Good. Everyone?
I swear if it's fucking Max, I'm going to lose my shit. Hey, speaking of, does someone want to bring me a beer? Anyone? Anyone? Yeah, boy, thank you.
Yeah, we got a beer delivered.
Do you need one as well?
No, you're okay. I could get another. I can down this. I got to catch up.
FTP, insecure, all that, unencrypted. So, minor thing. Chrome
what
is just going to...
What about FTPs?
That's secure. Depending on...
Does
like
anyone
a,
use that?
There's a few competing FTPS-ish standards, right?
Yeah, there's like SFTP, FTPS.
Yeah, so one of them's like SSL with FTP, and one of them's SSH with an SCP. Isn't like an SCP subsystem, though?
Yeah, well, there's SCP and there's SFTP subsystem. There's two
they're
different
subsystems. Okay.
Yeah, so
yeah.
One's a...
One's,
oh, wow,
one's one and
that.
The other one's
all
the other
the
one.
Yeah, so like FTPS is the secure variant of just FTP, and SSH has the two subsystems, SFTP and... Oh, I did it
You
again.
Said you wouldn't do that.
Oh, well, you took your microphone down and I had to talk and I had to also burp. And it was just contradictory things in my head.
I don't know what to believe about you.
But yeah, so what were you talking about FTP for?
Oh, yeah, so minor thing, but Chrome is marking FTP as insecure. So I believe this is kind of like if you have a self-signed certificate at the moment, it's all like, right, insecure. Or if you try and enter passwords or an HTTP page, it'll be like, insecure. So I guess relatively good change. I'd like to see less unencrypted protocols on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, Chrome's done reasonably well. I don't use Firefox too much, but do Firefox have similar mechanisms in place?
I mean, they tend to copy after Chrome these days.
Yeah.
So if Chrome does it, they'll do it eventually. Like, you remember when Firefox used to have sane version numbers and then Chrome didn't? And they were like, we're going to do that too, guys.
Yeah.
Like, sandboxing. We can do sandboxing. Like, Firefox,
Firefox does have some good things.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you remember, if you go back to Firefox, say, 4, they had a bunch of good things, and then they got rid of them to be more Chrome-like. It was like people were using Firefox because it wasn't like Chrome.
Well, think what the majority of the world, the users of computers are.
Dumb?
Yeah.
Okay.
So make it easy to use.
Yeah, okay, but...
That's why places like Apple exist.
But Chrome was already... Chrome had cornered the mainstream market. They had the niche market, and they screwed themselves out of it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like they had a market and they just didn't exploit it, you know? So I don't know.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, maybe they're trying to get the mainstream market, but I don't think it worked too well for them.
I remember seeing this YouTube video of people wandering around like New York City asking people what they thought the internet was. Like
what they thought it was. Yeah, okay, yeah.
And they're like, oh, that's like Firefox or that's like Chrome. It's like people just thought the internet was that.
I mean, that is kind of the internet.
It reminds me back when I was like an IT tech and like people would say, oh, the hard drive's broken. And I'm like, how do they know the hard drive's broken? And they'll just point to the entire computer. Yeah. See, look, it's broken. It's got fucking flashing lights. I'm
just
like,
flip the hard drive. You know what really gets me? Is when people are like, oh, do you have a USB? And I'm like, do you mean a USB drive?
You've got a USB.
Do you mean a USB
whale.
Flash drive? I do have a USB whale. He's fucking cool. What was that little humidity and shit?
Whoa, is he dead?
No, he's blowing out humidity. I could see him.
It looks like there's a fire, right?
I mean, not a fire.
It depends where on the
desk
it is.
It's like a really, really warm glass of hot water.
Well, when it's closer to the edge of the desk, it looks like the fire's coming from like underneath the desk.
I gotcha, yeah. Little smoky tendrils coming up.
Yeah. So we haven't had many buses.
I haven't been paying attention. I
should note, for our Patreons, there is a bus.
There is a bus. We have one Patreon.
We have one bus.
We have exceeded that
We
KPI.
Have one bus. So we are supporting that Patreon that is supporting us.
Should we make this Johnsonville right here his bus?
Yeah.
His or her bus?
His or her bus.
It's going to go through.
they're holding up a bit to the bus. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Look at it go. Newlands.
That was for our Patreon. South Korora, you're nothing. You mean nothing to me.
So if you want to become our Patreon, go to patreon.com/thebusfactor.
You're probably pimping the Patreon a bit hard this show. You've done it like three times.
Nah, that's twice I've counted.
Okay. Stop pimping up Patreon.
Well, fine. You'll see it in the credit. We need to get more.
Go
full time with this.
Oh, I see. Yeah, go full time. Yeah. Sorry, boss. I'm off today. Why?
No, I told him I'd still work. Even if we full-time bus factor.
Well, you're going to work two full-time jobs?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to like go out and not work all day and then work sometime and who knows?
Yeah, something like that.
Let's move on to some news.
Yeah, well, we just finished with the Chrome.
Oh,
so.
Fuck. We'll skip that one. We'll go to the next one that's yours.
No. You have some notes just here.
Okay.
Chose this one.
No, I thought it'd be interesting.
Remember when we were going through choosing who wants to talk what?
It's an interesting idea, at least. So
I'll choose this.
This is the Bashware thing. So this is, you can use Linux on Windows, Bash on Windows. I think it's called Bash on Windows now.
No, that's the Linux on Windows.
Linux on Windows is different to Bash on Windows?
It's called
Ubuntu on Windows, I thought. It's called the subsystem.
No, they call it subsystem.
The Linux subsystem. Yeah. So in the past, they've had the POSIX subsystem as well.
Yeah.
Because Windows was actually one of the few POSIX certified operating systems.
Yeah.
Did you know that? And they had to enable the POSIX subsystem. Now they have like a Linuxy one, which helps provide the bashy, wishwashy, bish stuff. long story short, one of the features in this subsystem is Pico processors. They're trying to convince my boss to get bad beer.
It's done.
Oh, you disgust me. Pico subsystem. It's Pico processors, I believe they are.
Yeah, so Pico kind of like processors, threads. Which currently no security scanners test for.
Yeah, so I guess this is a problem when a new feature comes into an operating system and it gets used by someone and then that doesn't get scanned. I guess an equivalent might be if you were running all your malware in Docker containers on Linux.
Yeah.
How many antivirus scanners are going to actively scan inside the Docker containers? Of course, if you have encryption enabled, it's never going to hit the hard disk. The kind of like in-memory stuff is not, I mean, I don't know how likely it is to be scanned. You can probably run some crypto on top of that. Docker with KVM would probably be safe against in-memory stuff. Docker with like LXC, maybe not, because that just runs in-memory, so virus scanners will pick it up. But the point is, there are ways to bypass the kind of standard scan techniques in these operating systems. I don't know, kind of interesting. I don't know, like the Bash thing, it requires someone to enable it to start with, the like Bash subsystem, Linux subsystem.
Yeah, so it requires admin. So it's disabled by default, requires an admin rights to disable
enable?
It.
You mean enable it?
Enable, yeah.
Yeah.
But you can like bypass that with some mechanisms. But oh, what the? Did you see that?
That was way late.
Let's go to that. It was red.
2, 3.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was 3 or 4 seconds. That was pretty bad.
Oh, did we get the number plate off that?
Nah, we can go back and look at the recording, but I didn't.
Well, on this camera?
Oh, this count is fucking 3. That should count as 3. That's how bad it is.
Well, it's 5:44 p.m. anyway.
No, I think it's going to be closer to 9 than it is 11. I'm sorry, buddy.
Nah, we're going to get a few more.
We got to pay attention then. You got to pay attention.
Yeah,
that was really bad.
That was.
If someone had have walked on the green man, which they totally could have. Death and destruction.
Ooh, we haven't had death yet.
I'm so keen for a death. That cyclist is just like, fuck it.
Yeah. So what else can you tell us about bashware?
Yeah, that's about it, isn't it? It's not interesting as a practical attack, I don't think.
Yeah.
You know, not enough market penetration.
One thing I found interesting with it, so I had a bit more of a read. So that one you didn't actually read yourself. You just asked me to write you notes.
I did see it. I read in less than 240 characters what it was on Twitter.
One thing I found interesting was you could bypass, once you had the Linux there, you could bypass some of the Windows protections for running executables by installing Wine on the Linux. Then running Windows commands through Wine, then it gets translated into Linux commands, then it gets translated back to Windows commands.
And I mean, that's not an exploit. That's intentional.
It's just weird, but like...
Yeah. I mean...
I found it interesting.
We have, generally speaking, Linux on Windows installed in our... Well, not me and you personally, but the other co-workers have it installed.
Yeah, I've never personally used it. I suppose I could in one of my VMs, but yeah.
You run Linux with a VM running Windows with a Linux subsystem running Wine, running Windows executables.
I used to use Cygwin way back.
Oh, really? How did that go? Did you enjoy hating your life?
Yeah, I had X server running on it, so I could share
you cranked that dial up to 11 on like the ridiculous scale right away, didn't you? You didn't ease into it. You just, I had X running. Jeez.
I didn't
even think X ran on Cygwin.
It might have been that Mingwin, because it was the Cygwin and the MinGW.
Yeah, MinGW is like a compiler tool chain.
You could also, maybe I can, I can't even remember. I had
stuff.
X running on Windows, which was weird. When I ran Mac for unpleasant. A while at a previous company, I had X running on that. That was
weird. Why do you hate yourself?
Well, I wanted to get some of the stuff, because I use Linux mainly, and I wanted to get some of the stuff I worked on mainly, but the problem with X on the Mac is it, like, just treats everything differently from the Mac.
You could just install Linux, right?
Yeah, one guy did, so there were two of us there that, like, liked Linux quite a lot. So.
Only two, which is representative of the real world.
Oh, well, there were more.
Got one of the fun few Linux users of the world right here in the office.
One went to the...
You could take it to the circus. Check out the sites. There's a Linux on the desktop user. Look at him go. He's installing X.
One of the people there, he installed Linux and, like, oh, it was, like, couldn't connect. So we had, like, a lot of Apple TVs that you, like, cast to show off your work, and it just never worked, and everyone just gave him shit, and I was like, oh my god, like, yeah, that's why I didn't do it.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, I've worked at a few places kind of similar to that. You can just run a VM though, right? And then
so I got happy with just having a browser and a terminal open.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do on Windows anyway.
Yeah.
Surely, like, there's so many buses. No, we have walkers. That's ridiculous. There was like 4 of them. I feel like more of them.
There should have been more. I agree. There should have been 6 more.
6 more.
I reckon we should just get 6 buses on this red line.
How about 5 more? Would that have also satisfied you?
6.
Why 6? So you can get up to 12?
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, we went to 6. I'm sitting a bit far back. It's hard to see when it's got the boundary on it.
And when you're drinking too much?
Well, I'm sitting ages back. Take off your glasses and tell me what it says.
Oh, dude, I can't see shit without my glasses. Like, I can't. Like, if I take that off, I can't read a single piece of text.
Oh, see what you did there. I was like, what did you click on? And then I realized.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because it was surround. Whoa, what happened there? I went
you
below the gate.
You talked too quiet. Yeah, sorry.
I've been whispering quite a lot in this show.
Don't whisper. Yell.
Held out.
What the? Our bosses has got bad beer.
Oh, we got Max.
Yeah. I swear, if it's Max, I'm gonna be mad. Call me Mad Max because I'm mad at the Max.
So,
more news?
Yeah, more news. Should we just make up some bus news?
No, let's just go. You do a news story. You got one there.
Did you know the majority of buses in Wellington
over 50%
are yellow?
I'd believe it.
I'm just guessing, but I think it's a reasonable guess.
When you say are yellow, you mean are painted the same way that bus that just went past us. Yeah. Not necessarily a fully yellow. I know what you mean.
Did you know?
Was that?
Yeah.
Orange, red, yeah, that was easy.
That was good.
The instant replay there was a lifesaver.
Yeah, we will get exactly that working for next week. In fact, next week, you're not here, are you? Or are you here for the Friday?
No, I'm leaving on Thursday evening to PlatypusCon.
Ah, what is PlatypusCon? It's Platypus Camp this year?
Yeah, PlatypusCon, Carrot H. Camp.
Yeah.
You went last year to con. It's a pretty, it's a grassroots community driven event to help hackers in the hacking community.
It was quite good. I ran a tutorial last year, didn't I?
What was yours on? I remember you did it. I can't remember what it was about.
Fuzzing.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I've done the same kind of thing a few times. Yeah, this one's like held out in like the west of Sydney. Very western Sydney.
Yeah, it looked quite fun. We were debating it, but yeah, camping. Wedding next year, so saving for that.
Okay, that's good. Good practice, I guess. Yeah, it gets a bit pricey to go to Australia all the time. If you live there, I guess it's not so bad. But, I mean, then again, like going over to Perth is way expensive, so.
Or you can get cheap flights.
Yeah, you got to kind of like know in advance, I guess, and also not miss your flights, that kind of thing.
So, yeah. Oh,
yeah, you're getting more news?
Political things. Oh my God, look at
someone holding a kitten. Who's that?
Someone holding a kitten.
I don't know who that is.
That is Bill English.
It's Bill English. Looks holding like a bit of a tosser, doesn't he?
Cutest kitten ever.
Does he look so mad about it? He's holding a kitten. He looks like I fucking hate this thing.
He just hates it. Have you seen this?
God, I hate it.
Oh, he just hates his life. He's like, I have to do this because I have to, like,
look cute.
Get the kitten voters.
I don't think any kitten voters are going to be voting for Bill.
He looks really different without shirt. I love how like no one can see that. It's on Facebook by the look. Yeah, that's on Facebook somewhere.
Facebook is what's destroying the world, and you're part of it. Like, how do you run Linux on the desktop and have a Facebook account?
I'm just opening a screenshot. That's why I'm like, I think that.
Oh, Facebook. You don't have a Facebook.
Yeah. Well, I've got a Facebook.
You have a Facebook and you're a Linux on the desktop user.
Jesus. No, so some people.
You disgust me.
Only chat to me on that.
Well, maybe you shouldn't chat to them.
And some people only invite me to things on that.
Okay. Well, some people like eating their own poop. I'm not going to socialize with them.
Fair enough.
Disgusting.
Did you know the reason why I originally signed up to Facebook? Because. Mm-hmm. My mate said he wouldn't invite me to his 21st because he couldn't.
I would have just said, okay, won't see you there then.
I should have. Now I've been hooked on Facebook. Now I remember the week after I signed up to Facebook, I was like fucking addicted to the games, but then I'm like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah, I remember at some point my mother was insanely addicted. Farmville. Jesus Christ, Mum. And then of course,
I had the Treasure Island one. You're like, just stick for treasure. Yeah. You're like, yeah. Oh, I found some treasure.
Occasionally I'd be like, Mum, fucking give me your phone. I want to play your Facebook game. It's so bad. I hate it. Like, yeah. I have a smartphone now, but I never used to. I only got one in the last few months. And they're just such addictive pieces of shit. Like, I haven't installed on the games online because I don't like that I play the games on there.
Yeah.
Ruined the world, bro.
Anyway, enough about Linux and Facebook.
They're important topics.
Should we talk about Linux and Bluetooth? Or really just Bluetooth anything in Bluetooth?
Not just Linux.
Yeah, so Linux.
You Android. Can. I'm going to take a break.
A break?
I'm going to sit down. I'm getting tired.
Old man Steven. So there's this thing called Blueborn.
Blueborn? How do you spell
it? Blueborn.
Like B-O-R-N? Like
airborne. Born.
Okay, Blueborn.
Or Born Identity.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha. Bit of a weird name.
Well, I guess it's like airborne because Bluetooth is through the air.
Yeah, bit silly, but it works.
So this is a exploit that, well, vulnerability in Bluetooth that requires no interaction, so you don't have to click anything on any of your devices. Works on Linux, Windows, and Android. So patch your shit.
A lot of bugs.
Oh! Nah.
No way. Not even close, mate. Not even fucking close.
If he was going quick, if he was going slower, more than speed limit.
True.
Yeah, we got some more mechs.
Oh, you got the same shit type of mechs. Oh, man. So we've now got 12 times 3 bottles of this shitty mechs beer. We have a lot of mechs beer.
Oh, man.
I can grab some chips, though. Don't start eating those yet, though. They'll sound really loud on the microphone.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're talking about Blueborn. So, works on Windows, Linux, and Android. So, you should update.
How does it work? Give me some technical details.
It just works.
What does that mean? It just, if it works on every single Bluetooth implementation, or like at least the three major ones,
yeah.
What happens?
So, it basically takes over your device.
Yeah, okay. Like, I figured it was some kind of exploit.
Yeah.
Give me some details.
Works from 10 meters away, you know.
Oh my goodness. You don't know how it works, do you? Oh,
I do know how it works.
Tell me, come on, share with the viewers.
It only takes like 10 seconds to do as well.
Yeah, but like what are the technical details? What is it doing internally? Is it violating like a Bluetooth stack?
Do you want me to tell you the technical details?
Yeah.
Why? Oh, I suppose we are a like security show, aren't we?
Yeah. Are you looking at the technical details right now?
Do I look like I'm looking up the technical details right now?
Kinda, but the CSS isn't loading.
Yeah, that wasn't loading.
No, the reason I ask is because, like, it's...
Oh, my God, like...
You clicked the same link, you silly, silly person. That's not going to make it load, dude.
It might. Sometimes. Ooh.
It didn't. Just go to a different link.
We'll turn that back on.
The reason I ask is because it's interesting when a bug crosses multiple things. For example, we see a lot of Samba bugs that only affect Linux Samba, and we see a lot of, you know, SMB bugs that only affect Windows SMB. We don't often see one that violates both of those specifications, even though they're the same specification. You know, the clients are mutually compatible. So it's interesting to see one with Bluetooth where it does.
Yeah. It is kind of interesting that it attacks, like, most of it.
How does it work?
Oh, so they had, like, 8 vulnerabilities, 4 of which are critical. 2 RCEs, blah, blah, blah.
Is that in every single stack, or just they found enough bugs for every stack?
Yeah, it sounds like it might be one for every single stack. So,
okay. So that's a much less impressive bug then,
yeah.
Right?
It's present in the network encapsulation protocol, so it is in the protocol level.
Okay, so it's more like a parsing bug in the protocol that multiple implementations have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do see that occasionally. For example, we saw a while back, a while back now, the bcrypt implementation in many, many things was completely wrong. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I did see that.
So it was actually the PHP project when they re-implemented bcrypt for the new version of PHP.
And just everyone copied it.
Yeah, because it was right. When they were implementing it, I was talking to the guy who found it. He was like, I was implementing it, and I implemented it and got different results. And I was like, what's going on? And so we went back and looked at, turns out the reason is everyone had copied a buggy implementation and just no one had noticed the bug. And it wasn't until PHP, the security gurus that they are, realized there was an issue. And they told everyone and was like, hey, small bug. It wasn't a major bug, but it was kind of interesting that we had a bcrypt implementation bug that was so prevalent.
Yeah. I think that went through the internet bug bounty, that one.
Maybe.
Not just the PHP one. Well, the PHP one is through internet bug bounty. But
the bug
.
Wasn't in PHP. PHP found the bug.
Yeah.
But didn't have the bug.
Ah, right. Yeah, yeah.
So when they implemented bcrypt, that was when they found it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was actually quite a while ago.
It was a while ago. So that's like, if you ever see bcrypt hashes, which are like $Y1, $YA, something like that. $1A, maybe. There's like two different ways to specify bcrypt because of the bug. I think it only affected null bytes. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
We see these implementation bugs, and I guess you see the same thing with Bluetooth, where like one part of the stack is particularly error prone and whatnot, and blah 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 blah.
Yeah. So what should we do now? We are hitting an hour.
An hour? Yeah. Maybe we can wrap it up for today. Haven't got a lot of people talking in the chat and whatnot.
So we got like potentially one more thing, but I mean we could
that thing.
Yeah. Should we say it?
Shall we say it's the French thing? Now, hear me out, because France. You get it?
Oh, like, really?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. So it doesn't give anything away, but the first word combined with France.
You've been drinking too much. So, the bus vector has an O-day.
Oh, yeah. It's actually a fucking great O-day.
It's pretty big.
And, like, I know we tend to just talk shit on here. This one's actually, like... So, the last big story we had in New Zealand was, like, the MST kiosk thing, I guess?
This is probably bigger.
I think this is slightly bigger. And I know it sounds like we're shit talking, but you fucking wait 60 days, depending on if the lawyers get involved.
Yeah, so we have started the coordinated disclosure.
Yes, not responsible disclosure, because that term is for people who hate everyone and all that stuff.
Yeah. So 60 days. But
we've got to finish the show really quickly. Someone put chips next to me.
They seem receptive.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 60 days,
we will drop that mad O-day.
Yeah, so you'll hear it here first.
It's a Tuesday. It is a sweet O-day, though. Yeah. Okay, I think that's about it for us.
Yeah, so should we...
Red light runner 7. Looks like, a car just went down there. Look at that. Car just broke the law. Yeah. Car just broke the law. Where
car
is he?
Did
there
just
is.
Break the law.
Yeah. Doesn't count as a red light runner, though.
No, it doesn't.
Should
we call it? I think you won this week.
I did.
And no one else joined the chat at all.
RIP bus factor. We hardly knew you.
Well, feel free to tune in later on the bus factor website, thebusfactor.party.
Remember our credit song is Pure Low Vinga Bus?
Oh, we don't have to say that anymore.
We don't have to. I felt
yeah,
nice.
I
wanted to be nice.
Yeah, it's in the credits now.
There is also audio-only versions of the podcast.
Yeah, so...
Maybe we do have to say it.
That will... Ooh.
Yeah, audio-only versions. We have to say it.
Yeah, but we can put attributions in the XML tags, can't we?
Maybe. Who knows? Yeah.
But yeah, we have done quite a bit of work and we're getting spread out there. Feel free to leave comments on YouTube and stuff.
Sign up on Patreon. Remember to thumbs up us. Thumbs up. Smash that hit. Smash that like button.
We're
smash
selling
like button.
Into the man. Anyway, see you next week.
Catch ya.